Dan, good to see you once again.
Thanks.
Tell me the genesis of this new record of yours called the Quilt Box Sessions. You're working with Ronnie Cooler on this. It's just the two of you, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was a duo project. I met her in a writing collective in Chicago called Mukapatsa. It's sort of a writing collective and theatrical marching band. And we met through that and had a mutual love of certain classical composers, a lot of Russian composers that we really, really both were into. And we're getting together and sketching material since we both have similar backgrounds as pianists. And we were getting together and sketching material to write for Mukapatsa. And we were having such a blast that we thought, hey, maybe we should make a record out of this. And she and I play a bunch of different instruments. So it was sort of an opportunity to see how we could flesh those things out using sort of the skills that we had.
There's piano. Mm-hmm. There's accordion.
Piano, accordion, violin, some percussions. That's the general instrumentation. It was
recorded and created in Louisville. Tell me about Quilt Box.
Okay, the Quilt Box is a house that's owned by a dear friend of ours, Marianne Welch. She's a master piano teacher, actually. She collects pianos. She and her husband, Jim, live out in Prospect, Kentucky, and they've got this house, sort of like a guest house, where she keeps this beautiful Steinway grand piano. And I had heard about this holy grail from my good friend, Harry Pickens, who's a great jazz piano player in Louisville. And so we met through another mutual friend and hit it off immediately, and the rest is history.
Now, did the previously mentioned Steinway live up to expectations?
Oh, yeah. It was one of the greatest instruments I've ever played. It's a 1917 Steinway B, and she's kept it in impeccable condition.
Speaking of the piano, why don't we listen to a little bit of this? Andante from the Sonata No. 11 by Mozart. It's from the brand new Quilt Box Sessions, Daniel Joseph Dorff and Ronnie Cooler. That's music from the Piano Sonata No. 11 by Mozart, from the Andante movement of that, as played by Daniel Joseph Dorff and Ronnie Cooler. It's from the brand new set called the Quilt Box Sessions. How did you come up with these arrangements? Did you collaborate on all of them, or some yours, some hers?
We've got them credited to each of us. It was sort of one of those things where I would come up with the main themes for a certain piece, and then we would sort of flesh them out together, and she would contribute ideas, and then she would say, oh, well, maybe we could do a counterline here, we could do some sort of, try something else. So, and then it worked in the opposite direction, where she would come up with a theme, and then we would toss it around.
This is on the old Kentuck label that's mm-hmm. Really up and coming. It's got some wonderful artists there,
yeah.
And produced by our friend Daniel Martin Moore.
Mm-hmm.
How did Daniel get involved in this?
Let's see. I think I had just been talking about how much fun Ronnie and I had been having work on this stuff. And he was like, hey, well, maybe you should do a record. I wouldn't say it was his idea to do the record, but it had sort of been on my mind. And then all of a sudden he was like, hey, let's do it. He's such a tremendous producer. For example, the last track, Strum Strum, which he titled, was literally something that we would not have recorded if he hadn't been there. It was the kind of thing where we were just literally kind of messing around with an idea. She had a chord progression that she was strumming on the violin, not thinking she would use it. I think it was for something completely different, maybe for a thing she was doing for another project. And I was playing around on piano, and he said, hey, you guys, let's bookmark that and maybe come back to it later. And I think it ended up being one of the most beautiful things on the record.
Happens like that sometimes. Yeah. Let's give that one a listen. This is the final tune on the CD called The Quilt Box Sessions, Strum Strum. It's a collaboration with Daniel Joseph Dorff and Ronnie Cooler, as suggested by Daniel Martin Moore. Mm-hmm. Strum Strum. Thank you. Visiting with Dan Dorf. Dan and Ronnie Cooler have a brand new CD called The Quilt Box Sessions. That piece that we just heard a part of was called Strum Strum. We must give kudos also to where the drums were recorded and where your CD release party was a few weeks back at the monastery. Was that the last element of the recording, was putting the percussion on, or how'd that work?
Yeah, that was the last bit of tracking that we did. And yeah, we did that at the monastery at Rich Wardinsky's place up in Walnut Hills, and a better place to track drums in you will not find. Rich always does a tremendous job up there. It was him and David Foreman, great engineer, also worked with us on that.
And again, some very, very tasty photographs by Michael Wilson.
Yeah, Michael came down and joined us for a day, and he's such a magician, you know. It was the kind of thing where he had come down to that land and done a session for Daniel before, when they were working on he and Joni's record, Farthest Field, which is also on Old Kentucky. You know, Michael has a way of capturing those places that you always knew were magical. He just like transforms them and makes them completely transcendent. I sent some of the pictures to the woman who, Marianne, who owns the Quilt Box, and she was just like, man, you know, I always knew it was beautiful, but I never knew it was quite that beautiful.
Not until Michael got over
it. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, and best of luck to it. This is a lovely collection. It's the Quilt Box Sessions. We've been visiting with Daniel Joseph Dorf, who collaborated with Ronnie Cooler on these sessions. And I think on the way out of here, we'll listen to the first track, which is Virsus. This is one of your songs, and this is featuring that wonderful Steinway you were talking about a while back.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Thanks so much, and we'll catch up again soon.
Indeed, I hope so.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.